This is Passport to Texas Whooper Week. Pushed to the brink of extinction by unregulated hunting and loss of habitat, federal and state protections on whooping crane breeding and wintering grounds were enacted in 1941 to save the remaining 20 wild birds.
And we've steadily seen those whooping crane numbers come up farther and farther and farther. And currently now, when we look at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge on the coast of Texas, it is one of the major whooping crane birding spots in the world now.
Biologist Sean Oldenberger says the flock is currently more than 300 strong. It took a coordinated effort between the U.S. and Canada to reach that number.
If we look back in the early 1940s, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service purchased Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, which was the major wintering grounds at the time for the last population that we had here in North America. Their breeding grounds also became a national park through Canada, Wood Buffalo National Park. And also along through the migration corridor, there's also been protections and closures of hunting seasons in the past, and just doing lots of activities and education to make sure that those birds succeed in spring and fall migration from the wintering and breeding grounds.
We'll have more about this iconic species tomorrow, when Passport to Texas Whooper Week continues. We record our series at the Block House in Austin, Texas. Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.